Okay, Duchess, side two. Something else that comes to my mind. You mentioned in your last letter, I think, that the lamp that came from Taiwan and the one wooden carving were broken. Now, I know the wooden carving is probably easier to fix. The lamp, Duchess, I don't know what it cost. I wouldn't swear to it, but I would say around $10-$15, maybe 20 at the very most, but I would say about $10. And I do have the insurance slip. However, I have three insurance slips, and I have another three lists with the items that were in the packages. And I have the slip with the lamp on it, but I don't know which insurance slip it matches. Have you got all that? The point is that I could start to make out a claim here, but chances are you would have to take it to the APO and, I don't know, turn in the lamp or at least show them the broken lamp. And from what you said at the time, you were attempting to repair it. Now, if you have, well, I don't know what you would have on it. You would have, I guess, a stamp on the wrapping, which is probably in the garbage 2 weeks now. But if you think you have information, you know, saying which stamp, I mean, on the outside, Duchess, there had to be a little insurance stamp. If you have that and think I should put the claim in, I really don't think it's worth it at this point. But this is the unfortunate thing, because I have had a number of things broken, and I insure everything. By the way, I sent another package home 2 or 3 days ago, and I hope it doesn't get broken. See, I don't pack these things, that just the packages from Taiwan, I had them done by a wrapping service, and I had to leave them there overnight for them to wrap them. And same thing with this package I sent home from Bangkok. It's a lamp base. I really like this wooden, hand-carved wood. And so it's about, I don't know, 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet tall, lamp base. And it was in a long box. It's in a box that's about 5 feet long because it has the thing for the bulb. Anyhow, you probably won't get it for weeks because I had to send it fourth class. It was too big to go PAL, and it weighs about 22 or 23 pounds, I believe. Just so you know, it's coming. And I insured it. But I don't know how, see, it's all wrapped and has brown paper on it and adhesive tape. I don't know how well it's wrapped inside. It was hard for me to tell. And I don't have a box or anything to put it in, so I just left it wrapped the way it came from Bangkok. But just so you know, it's on its way. Let's see, what else? I do have, I was going to write a note to the place in Australia, Duchess, where I purchased the rugs that you have not yet received. I found a list of the items I ordered, but it's on a plain piece of paper, and there's no heading. And so I started to write a note the other night because it's over 6 months now that I shipped those rugs from Australia, and you do not have them. And they're very, very small rugs. Very small, three small rugs. So that I do think they're lost at this point. What I would like to do is if you, and I don't know if you would have it, if there was a card, I think the name of the place was Swaggerman. That comes to my mind, Swaggerman. And I don't know what she wrapped them in, if it's a box or paper or, if you have the address of the place in Australia, if it came in the package or on something, I would write them a note and ask them what has happened to my two sheepskin rugs and my one kangaroo rug. Because I was very pleased with the rugs above everything else, and those are the items you have not yet received. I'm not doing so well this year on sending things home, I can tell. Also, I have in my room here this candlestick. I did tell you about this candlestick, didn't I? Dear Gussie. Anyway, it is, when it's all put together, it's 7 feet tall. But the candlestick itself is 5 feet tall, and it does come apart, Duchess. It's brass pieces, and you don't have to have it at 5 feet. You can have it at 2 feet or 3 feet. It's adjustable, so that makes it a little more practical. I think the full size would be more decorative than anything else. Anyway, it's all disassembled, and it's sitting in a box here, but I do think it needs a bigger box, and I'm saving some newspaper so that I can wrap it better, because this was not wrapped well. And then, of course, I have the candle, the large candle, which, it's a red one, Duchess. And I should ship it. I just, one, I don't have a box, and two, I haven't had any time to find a box. And so, I'll try and get that in the mail, mostly because I don't have any room in this small room I live in. The lamp base that I shipped home, Duchess, it cost me $10, exactly $10, I believe, and it cost me $5 to ship it. Now, you tell me where the saving is. I don't know. But anyway, it's a very lovely lamp base, I think, if it is not broken. And I will try to ship this candlestick thing. I think you'll get a chuckle out of that. But I always wanted one large candlestick, one large one. And so anyway, if you feel that you would like to have something again from the Japan, I was thinking maybe, just maybe, I don't even know where that store is where I was 2 years ago, if we needed another silk screen. Oh, God, your house is going to look like a museum, Duchess, really. But, of course, many of these things I will take with me, with your permission, of course, if and when I ever get a place of my own. And, you know, sometimes I really get enthused about going home and setting up an apartment where I can see all my things put into one little area. Because it's been a long time, or at least it feels like a long time. And so this would be something nice to look forward to. But even after I get home, I first must find permanent employment so that I know where I will be working and where I will be living. And this can be a big problem area. So, actually, I keep thinking if I shouldn't just... And I wanted to be home for the summer. I'm not getting homesick, I don't think. It's just that if I don't make it for August, and it doesn't look that way right now, that means it would be next year, Duchess. Of course, I could come home anytime. I could come home in October or for Christmas. But the thought of all that snow, I have a feeling I would never get out of bed. I'd be so cold, because it's very warm here all year. Right now, we're in the monsoon season, and to me they're not really monsoons. It does rain every day and has rained every day for a number of weeks, and at times it rains very, very heavily, and some of the ditches overflow, and in fact sometimes the water drains off into my room, but it's still very warm. It's always in the high 80s or 90s. And the thought of going home or being in a climate where there are cold temperatures or snow on the ground, it just takes a little adjusting, Duchess, just a little bit. Okay, what else? Gee, so many things I was going to tell you. I'm trying to think if there's anything. Oh, you mentioned the projector came in your letter. I'm very, very glad. I was trying to look up the date. I have a slip I could probably check. I think it was around the 18th. Let me just look. Hold on a minute. Okay, I checked and I ordered it on April the 18th. So this is the movie projector for Marie and Ron. That's April, let's see, May, June. It took a good, about 5 weeks, I guess. Oh, wait a minute. April, May, June, excuse me, 9 weeks. I think your letter said 29th of June it arrived. So that would be They do 9 weeks, Duchess, to come. That's longer than I thought, but at least you have it. Good, I'm glad it came, and I hope it's in one piece. I'm sure it will be. They seem to pack them quite well from Paysex. Anyway, what else? What's been happening here? Oh, not an awful lot. There was something else now. Just lost it. Oh, I wrote a letter, Duchess, to the Bank of the Valley Bank of New Mexico. I think about 2 nights ago, I got a letter out to them, which is really an accomplishment for me. I asked them if they received my check. You know, the bank, the First National Bank of Toms River, mailed them a check back in, oh, I don't know when, the 20th of April, I guess. And I had heard nothing, and I didn't get my deed or anything. I'm pretty sure they got it, though, otherwise they would be asking for monthly payments. And so I wrote and asked them if they received the check and when was I going to get my deed and all these good things. I get very anxious about my property, right? I can hardly wait till all the taxes come up. Anyhow, so I did that. Hopefully I will hear from them in the near future. I had a very good tape, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, but it was an excellent tape from Carolyn Hogshead. Usually Carolyn, Duchess, is very, very sentimental. And sometimes I think she falls asleep at the tape recorder. She gets very sensitive about things and repeats herself. But this last tape was very good, very newsy, very concise, and it gave me some very interesting material. She gave me addresses of... Cree will have a change of address on the 1st of July, which was like a few days ago. By the way, happy 4th of July. Cree's new address is... You can always play a tape back if I read it too fast. And then she gave me Ruth Matson's address in Chico, California. I forget what she said. Ruth was working with, I think, older people. It's not evidently a government job. I'm not 100% sure about that. And then, of course, Carolyn went on to tell me that I should not leave special services. In fact, Duchess, she said that she probably will be leaving next year. She will not leave until she has a definite job in the States, but she feels that something will come up between now and next spring or next summer. And she has gone so far as to offer me her 11 position. Well, of course, Carolyn is not in a position to offer me an 11. She can make recommendations, and they may have quite a bearing on it. And this is what she said she would do. She certainly would recommend me to take her place. But she forgets I can't stay overseas more than a year from this November. This coming November is my fourth year. You're only allowed 5 years overseas, and then you must return to the States. I do, because this new thing came out shortly before I got involved in special services. So that, besides, I have no real interest in going to Korea. I really don't. I have no desire to go back. It was beautiful and I loved it, but I wouldn't go back even for an 11. But I thought it was nice of Carolyn to offer. She's very upset with me for even thinking of leaving special services, because she feels I'm just made for this type of work, and I've done so well, exceptionally well. And she pleaded with me. She really was quite ardent about this not leaving until I have another job. But that just, and I'll have to try and explain this to Carolyn, that special services in the States just does not appeal to me. Carolyn told me there was an opening that she knew of at Fort Dix. Well, I know of about three people who have been in the program overseas recently who have gotten jobs at Fort Dix. I think there are two or three clubs, at least, service clubs on Fort Dix. But I have never been in a service club in the States, but I have listened to many of the people who have worked in them, and I just don't see the challenge there. I don't see the fringe benefits for me, which would be a challenge, would be the excitement, the newness of trying to produce and trying to function in the States. I just don't see it. I don't have the desire. Anyway, Carolyn probably thinks I'm a complete idiot if I leave special services, and which I intend to do when I leave Vietnam. And so I'll have to try and explain all this on a tape to her. Perhaps not tonight. let's see, what else? There were a couple of things. Oh, I bought a new shower curtain. The shower here is, I have a duck board on the floor because we have cement floors. And the shower rod, Duchess, it's just a shower stall, and there's a rod with a curtain that hangs over it. The rod was so high that no matter what you put on it, there was still several inches on the bottom. So I bought a shower curtain in the PX, and I lowered the rod. I had all these shower hooks hanging on shower hooks and then hanging on the rod. You had two or three shower hook chain link kind of thing to lower the curtain, and that looked pretty hideous. Not that I really mind it, but anyway. I finally, Sunday, I think I got my little hammer and my screwdriver, and I took out the hinges or whatever holds that thing up, and I lowered it about 4 inches. So now the water doesn't leak out all over the floor, and I thought I was very clever. It took me about 10 minutes. I've only been living here how many months? I had decided that, because I haven't decided this is a well-known fact, I have two extremes. Either I work in a fury to the point that I am totally exhausted, and I do this just about daily on the job, and I like to, you know, be busy, but I like to be constructively busy. Or I get to the other point when I do come home, and particularly where I have no social tie-ups right now, which is really fine, suits me fine, because I turn down all these invitations. I just can't be bothered with the same old, same old. But anyway, I come home and I can waste more time in the evening doing nothing, doing absolutely nothing. Something I did a couple times this week, which I haven't done in a long time, Duchess, when I was home, or in Korea, I don't remember now, Jack Calloway sent me a book on poems. And I brought it with me to Vietnam, and I have never picked it up or touched it. I have it sitting on top of the refrigerator. And the other night, Tom Quinn, who is now living in Bill Hawke's room, where Bill used to live, Tom is a Fulbright IG also, he came over, or I went over there for a drink. He invited me in for a drink, and then he came here and invited himself for a drink. But anyhow, we got to talking, and so we got talking about poetry, and so I gave him the book, and he read me, half a dozen poems, and then I started to read it again myself, and I enjoyed it. It's very good. But I haven't touched the book, and I've had it 16 months here. So you need this time, though. You need a tremendous amount of time to slow down and do something. I get the time, I just don't want to do anything because I'm dead. I'm just dead on my feet. Let's see, what else? Little tidbit things, not much. Let's see, I don't know. I wrote a letter to Mother a couple weeks ago, I guess. She seems to be doing she wrote me a letter, Duchess, and I couldn't make it out 100% clear. But from what Mother tells me, she won at the races. She was down at the racetrack where Uncle Tony and Aunt Rose and I guess Aunt May went. Anyhow, I'm sure it was in the amount of $200 and something, but Mother puts a decimal point in not the right place, and it looked like it may have been $2,000, but I'm sure it was not. And so she had a marvelous time, and she came out the biggest winner of everyone who went, and so she seems very, very happy. I'm very pleased for her. This is good. And I'm pleased for you, too, Duchess. I'm glad to hear your weight is down, or at least it's steady, and it's not going up. I wish I could say the same for mine. I have gained, I'm sure, 4, 5, maybe 6 pounds in the last 2 months. And I think it's sitting at this headquarters. I do a great deal of sitting. I go to the latrine 80 times a day just to get some exercise. Of course, that is when I don't have diarrhea, which is most of the time. Dear, dear. But I feel great. I just think that's part of the part of the course over here. This is running out. Everything is fine. Thank you so much for the mail. I really appreciate it. Tell Don and Mother and Anne and everyone hello. Give my best to Ruth and all the neighbors. And above all, take care of yourself. Keep in good health, Duchess. And enjoy the summer. Bye-bye.